Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time again with each other as this fellowship grows in you, Lord. It grows in people learning what's going on in the Word. And Lord, we thank you that tonight's going to be an awesome night. We always expected things to happen, and we know because we do that they happen. And we praise you, Father, for all the prayers that are answered tonight. We bind up, cast out of here all tormenting spirits. You can't stay. You got to go in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that everybody here filled with the Holy Ghost loves the Lord. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. That everybody here is praying for each other. Like that song goes, a house of prayer. I like that song, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that open heaven you've given us. And we praise you, Father, that every prayer that is spoken tonight is answered in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Y'all have to excuse my voice. It's getting stronger every day. I don't know what happened if I had to shut up. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests?
Well, you're healed, Michael. Malcolm here.
That's right. Malcolm, how are you?
I have a couple. My daughter got COVID apparently yesterday, and she's doing okay. She's got her contacts and whatnot. So I'm the Lord's made provision, even though she doesn't understand the whole gospel thing. But anyway, she's got some good resources like ivermectin and whatnot. I've got another friend who's a little bit overweight. His name is Wayne. He's got COVID really bad, and I just wanted to lift him up in prayer. I don't know what his relationship to God is. He's not a close friend, but he's somebody I know and care about. So, Lord, I just pray you be with Wayne right now. I pray you pull him through this so that he'll learn to trust you and put all of his faith in you. And we just bring him before you right now so that he can come to that knowledge of you. And thank you so much for giving him air and giving him your ruach, your spirit, your life, and open his heart to you. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Do you want to pray for your daughter?
Yeah, Lord, thank you for taking care of my daughter and her husband. And thank you for opening her heart too, as well. But I thank you that you've made resources available for those who are still on not understanding some of these things, and I just pray that we just stand in faith for all of our family members, Lord, and friends and loved ones, and we thank you for bringing them as you are kind of starting this soul shaking process here, that people's eyes will be opened and they'll realize that you are their inheritance and that they are your inheritance, and it's all you're making us all one. I thank you for that oneness, Lord, and that's the true oneness is us being one with you, Jesus, and being one with the Father. All of us is one, and I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Malcolm, if we pray for your daughter to break the power of this COVID on, you believe that she'll do it?
You mean, you're talking about her, what she will do?
No, I'm talking about what God.
I would say yes. I would, as far as
what God will do.
Yeah. Yes, He will. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now. I thank you, Lord, for the Word of God that you gave us in Mark 11:23-24. You said, when we pray, and we believe what we pray, we shall have it. In the name of Jesus, right now, I come against this COVID on Malcolm's daughter. I break its power over her, command it to go from her, and take all the symptoms away from her right now in the name of Jesus. You go from her, leave her in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that when it's gone, Malcolm will be able to tell her that true believers have prayed for her and she is healed. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's 6 minutes after 5 Pacific Standard Time. So make a note of that.
Okay. All right. Well, God's
thank
working
you,
in her right now. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Go ahead, Ray or June.
Hey, good.
Okay. First, I want to pray for you.
For me?
You're amazing. I mean, you are so faithful with the ministry and being here, even when you're not feeling your best. So I just pray that every cell in your body gets rejuvenated in the name of Jesus Christ. And to add to what's going on regarding people who are being affected with COVID, I just pray that those who want to shorten symptoms, that they would be able to get in touch with a doctor who will prescribe ivermectin. I hear amazing results. People who are extremely ill with COVID within 1 day are getting the benefits from ivermectin. And yet many doctors are not allowed to prescribe it alone. So I just cast down the...
You muted yourself.
I muted myself. Oh, I don't know where I left off, but I just know that some doctors are very fearful.
Yeah, we heard all that. Yeah.
In prescribing ivermectin, not because they know it's going to be helpful, but they're fearful regarding, I guess, their careers as doctors, whatever. And I just cast down that fear in the name of Jesus Christ. And these doctors will get strong in the spirit and do what is right in the Lord's eyes. And I seal that in the blood of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Obadiah.
Obi wants to give a testimony. Go ahead.
Go for it, Obadiah.
So I've been groaning at my brother, so I pray out at the Bible study, and sometimes I'm trying to grow and I can, and some other times I'm trying but I can't.
Okay. All right.
An interpretation, if I understand that. Let me lower my hand here. He was asking at the Bible study for prayer to overcome, because he was growling, like going, you know, at Elisha when Elisha was making him upset. So he asked for prayer to be delivered of a growling spirit. And he said that now, sometimes when he tries to growl, he is unable. So he's thanking the Lord for that.
Sometimes I can't.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for getting rid of
Thank
that
you,
growling spirit. Amen. Atta boy. You got it. Yeah. I'm going to be listening. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
I just want to make another praise report. My son texted me on Sunday that he wanted to come over yesterday because he wanted to do a Bible study with me on chapters 14 and 15 of Romans, because he's reading the book of Romans, and he said he got stumped, and I said, well, sure, you can come over anytime and do a Bible study with me. And it's been a while, and we kind of read through the scriptures together, and you know, we were reading one verse each, and then he would read three, and then I would read three, and we'd talk about it a bit, and there wasn't too many rabbit trails we were head on, but it was just lovely to do that, and I thank God for it, and I give him all the glory for it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Andrew and his boy. Man, I'd love to be able to do that to my grandson. Okay, who's next? Go ahead, Alina.
We have a praise report. A few nights ago, we asked some people for prayer for our daughters to sleep at night. And that night, Adelina slept completely through the night. She didn't wake up once. And then last night, and ever since then, she's been sleeping through the night without waking up. And then Abigail last night slept the entire night through, and she hasn't done that anymore. So praise the Lord. I have
mom and dad got some relief. Praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, and my taste and smell returned. So praise awesome. The Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Sometimes I ain't gonna say it. All right, who's next?
Pat's got a hand up.
Who? Oh, yeah, go ahead, Pat.
I just want to thank the Lord for being present with us. I've just sensed his presence for the last few days, very strong. And Lord, I just thank you for being with us through these times, Lord. And taking out the fears in our lives and just strengthening our rest in you. I thank you, Lord, that you are delivering us in every way to bring forth your life at peace within us. And we thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for just bringing forth the strength of your word and the presence of your Holy Spirit to just to strengthen us and to allow us to rest in confidence in your ability to save us in each and every way. And I thank you for it, Lord. So I just praise you. I thank you, Lord, for that secret place of the Most High that you've brought us into. Just pray that you would bless each and every one here, but each and every one listening, that may be listening to these recordings or whatever, that we can focus on you, that we can put our trust and confidence in you, and that you never leave us nor forsake us. We just praise you and thank you for being here in Jesus' name. Amen. I just wanted to say that the Lord is answering prayer. in some very deep ways within me. I know that. And so I don't really have the liberty to share right now, but I will soon. And I just believe that God is doing some new things, I know, in me. So I just want to thank him. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right, go ahead, Dave.
I still want to do some warfare a little bit with this country and this mandate stuff. I'm kind of getting the impression that this is our position to do in the Lord. We're supposed to be taking this sword up and fighting, and he'll honor that. Especially while Psalm 107, if we cry out to the Lord, he hears us and he redeems us for those things. So we cry out to the Lord for many things, and we're not going to let our voice not go unheard. Lord, thank you for your word and your encouragement for us to move forward in the authority of Jesus Christ. And we say this tonight, we cast down this country, this liberal agenda, this communist agenda, this communist takeover of this country, to put people on lockdown, to take away their freedoms, to force vaccinations on them, to take away their ability to have work and livelihood. We cast down this evil communist plot to take down and discriminate against all those who choose to follow you and not follow this evil, corrupt government. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind these corrupt officials, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we send forth the angels and take authority over this government, that it has no power over God's people. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer on this. We cast down these waves that are coming up against us. We cast down this storm in the name of Jesus. It will not overtake us. We will not submit to Satan. We will not allow him to change our DNA. We will not allow him to take that and write his code in our DNA to tape your code out, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Isaac.
Amen, David.
Okay. I was just going to say a prayer real quick for something that I guess an opportunity happened to me. But before I go into that, let me just respond to what Dave was saying. I got a dream some months back ago about Pelosi passing a bill for mandatory vaccinations in the whole like House cheered. Well, I sent it to David, and he told me, you know, David emailed me back and said, hey, you know, we can pray this down. And I really feel in my heart that we can, and we can pray it down. And that's what it's for. So I'm with you, man. And I agree with him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm with that. And, I guess it didn't dawn on me when I sent that dream, and, you know, something I'm probably weak in is, well, I take that back. I have Jesus Christ. How can you be weak? But I should be stronger in my spiritual warfare game. So, anyways, I need to pray more against that. But, I was going on to my, I guess, little testimony and whatever this may be. Last week I was at Panera Bread, and I go there when we're in Florida because the internet is kind of not so great here, and I really need the internet when I'm working because I have a lot to do. So I go to Panera Bread to use their internet, and I just work. Well, I bring my Bible with me, and I had it sitting on the table, and I was getting a little refill of some coffee. And basically, this fella, I don't even know he said, you like that flavored stuff? I guess he's probably, I'm going to say he's in his 60s. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, it just gives me, I get a lot of options here. It makes the day go by faster. And he goes, and he just started talking to me. And he goes, is that your Bible? And I said, well, yeah, it is. And he goes, you mind if I sit down? So we talked for a little bit. And he told me he was a pastor that he started a few churches, but where he's at now, he started a little group here in Sarasota to where it's just a Bible study group. And he said, I'd love to, meet with you sometime. And he started talking to me about the Canaanitish woman. And, we just talked briefly. And he goes, well, let me get your number because I'd love to call you. Maybe we'll meet up and, talk about the Lord. So I guess what I'm praying for is this. I want to find as much common ground as possible, just like Ephesians 4. The Lord's been putting on my mind a lot here, the body of Christ and the unity of the Spirit. And so I'm only looking for common ground. I'm sure he can teach me things. Anybody can. But I'm not looking to throw these crazy revelations because sometimes, man, I've learned that's a real quick way to run people off. So I'm just looking for unity. And I'm just going to pray. Lord and Father, you brought it together. Lord, let this bear fruit, Father, for both of us. And Lord, just let us find common ground, Lord. Lord, I know it can be hard for a young man to be a witness sometimes for those who are maybe a little bit older. But Father, you know what you're doing because you orchestrated it, whether for whatever reason. All I know is I trust you. My family trusts you. And thank you for that. And thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. So y'all just being agree with me, I appreciate it. That's all I really wanted to say.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Some of these pastors are. It takes a little bit here and a little bit there to bring them in. Lord, we thank you for doing that with us. Amen. Bring this preacher in too. Of course, you're a preacher too, Isaac. All right. Minister. Okay. Who's next? Yeah, Pat.
I wanted to read the lyrics of a song, if I could. And I was in prayer this weekend and yesterday. What's today? Tuesday. So I didn't go to work yesterday. Monday was the last day of my whatever isolation or quarantine or however you want to put it. And so I went back to work today for the first time. And I have to say that in my 35 years, I guess, of being a construction superintendent, I have never had a vacation more than a week in a row. And I've been off for 3.5 weeks. It's kind of hard to go back to work, actually. But anyway, and the Lord yesterday, the Lord was just, blowing my socks off. Just some incredible, just sense of his presence. And this, he brought this song to my to memory, and so I looked it up, and I just kind of went through it and read it and the words, and it's amazing the truth that the Lord has resurrected since the beginning days. That he has chosen to take a period of time, in the spreading of the gospel, when Jesus told the disciples to go out into all the world, and they spread that seed and scattered that seed throughout the world. And it went out and it took place, it germinated and it grew. And obviously we all know that it was distorted in many, many facets. And we went through the dark ages and then the Lord started to bring aspects of that truth back out into and bring it out into reality. And obviously he didn't bring all the truth out. He didn't give, doesn't give all the truth to one particular person or generation other than the Lord Jesus. But you can see over the past 2,000 years how he was, he sent his word out and his word will not return unto him void. And so it's kind of in the light of what Dave was praying for, just a specific fight against the battle that we're in now, and a fight to stand against the forces of evil in the world today. But anyway, in the 1500s, Martin Luther wrote this song. And so, and I just, if you just sit and listen and think about the words, and I know that it just totally blessed me, so I just wanted to share it. And the name of the song is "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. And I'm going to take a little bit of liberty here on this next line. We're not the right man in our side, the man of God's own choosing. Do you ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same. And he must win your battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed. And this is what he kind of pointed out. He said that we will not fear. We will not fear. We will not fear. Why? For God has willed his truth to triumph through us. He didn't say God wants his truth. He hopes his truth. He's really positively thinking that he would desire his truth. No, he said God willed. God willed his truth to triumph through us. He didn't even say God wills us to triumph. He said specifically, God has willed his truth to triumph through us. And it just hit me as I was thinking of it, as, you know, there isn't anything that anyone can do to stop God's will of his word triumphing through us. The only thing that can happen is that we can say, it will not happen. It will not happen. But if we unify with God and trust him that he willed his truth to triumph through us, it can't be stopped. It can't be stopped. The prince of darkness, grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them, abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, but God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. So I wanted to share that. Thank Martin Luther for writing it. And thank the Lord that he has willed his truth to triumph through us. And so, Father, I just ask you to give us your grace just to rest in that truth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your authority, strength, life, and grace in order to walk and be with you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's exactly right. That works with anything from the Lord, Pat. That works with healing, deliverance, anything. The only thing that hinders any of that working, Jesus said this himself, is traditions of men and unbelief. That's the two things that hinders anything from God. Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, I just want to pray for that pastor friend. Isaac's going to see, Lord, I want you to work on his heart before he does see Isaac again, because we're praying for whether we want to know whether he's got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If not, we want him to detect that in Isaac and realize this is something he needs. More than being a pastor, he needs to have you and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Needs to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And if he has it, wonderful. Oh, awesome. Great, great partner in the Lord. That's what we want to see. We want to see that baptism. We want to see him be able to speak in tongues. We want him coming into fullness of the salvation experience. Thank you, Father. you know, I grew up Lutheran, so we're kind of familiar with that song. Did you know back in the day when they made these songs, not always, but some of the popular songs back then were actually rewrites. This song in particular and a few others, they were actually songs that had the melody was to another song they used to sing in taverns. And they turned and put these lyrics to them, Christian lyrics to them, which turned out to be wonderful songs in the church. So I just brought that up. Lutherans like their beer. That's kind of why I just said that. But
amen. I just looked that up, and actually, Luther wrote that for a friend of his that was martyred. I can't pronounce his name. That's beyond my comprehension. But anyway, that's what I just read, so I don't know how they know. Go ahead, Geneva.
Yeah, Luther was pretty familiar with taverns before in his previous half-life, and he also.
I'll not comment on that.
I just want to thank the Lord. Nothing crazy here, but the Lord has been blessing me and Morgan both with just good dreams about this baby to come. And Morgan's had really great dreams about my labor, and I was blessed with a dream last night about just being able to nurse the baby, and it was such a peaceful dream. And I'd had the natural birth, and the baby was feeding just fine, and everything was going exactly how it needed to be. And so I just want to really thank the Lord for just like these little snippets that I keep having, because it's just really encouraging my faith and blessing me and Morgan both to really just keep holding fast to his promise and you know, staying strong. And also too, and I don't say this as a way like in vain or anything, like to toot my own horn, because it's not me, it's only the Lord. But he has blessed me to be able to make baby clothes. So I've been able to make some little outfits for the baby and stuff, and makes me feel like I'm doing something. So it's a good way to waste some time. But I'm just thankful.
Amen. Baby clothes is easy. You take a flour sack, cut two holes in the bottom of it, throw him in it. That's it. I'm just kidding, Geneva. I know what it takes to do that. My mother used to do that. All right. Who's next? Amen. Bless the babies. All of them. There's another baby. Yeah, Anna, go ahead.
It's actually me, Michael.
Oh, okay, Matt. Go ahead, brother.
So, have you all been waiting to hear the gender of the baby? We are having a girl. So, there you go.
Amen. Glory to God. Little girls is okay. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Andrew.
I would just like to pray for people who want to receive the gifts of tongues and the Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, I pray for these people who have petitioned you for speaking in tongues, to have the gift of the Spirit of tongues. Lord, I pray, and I agree with them, and I pray, Lord, that you would give them their gift. It's for them to have. They want this. It's according to your word, and I just pray for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This, my son is kind of interested in it, so.
Amen. Yeah. I remember some time ago I read about this doctor at Oral Roberts University did a study on people talking in tongues. And I think I've said this before, but he said that people who spoke in tongues for 30 minutes would build up their immune system by 30%. So if you if you speak in tongues for 2 hours, you'll have enough left over to give somebody else, you see. Think about it. Amen. We're looking for a little girl, too. That's awesome. Got a name picked out, Anna or Matt?
Not yet. We're talking about it, though. Seeing what the Lord leads.
Amen. All right, anyone else? Is anything on anybody's mind they'd like to talk about? Go ahead, Greg.
Just a little bit of current affairs stuff for those who haven't heard. The case we were talking about on, well, the matter we were talking about on Sunday with Novak Djokovic was heard by the I assume it was the federal court in Australia, but anyway, the Australian authorities were canned, and Mr. Djokovic was told to be, you know, they told him to release him immediately, and anyway, that's, you know, we prayed about that. The only thing that's in a world from the world view is that the Minister for Immigration here can still, just at his own discretion, cancel a visa. But on the world stage, he'd look like a real a prat, I suppose, would be the word, if he did. Anyway, but something we prayed about on Saturday night / Sunday. So I'm reporting the news.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, I was just going to say about the tennis player guy. It puts this Australian authority guy who could veto it in a real tight spot, because either he gets the ire of the people that he conned, that the government has conned in Australia, into thinking that, you know, shots are the only way to get to heaven, or the international community, which is like looking at these people with disdain, and that would try to block this world famous tennis player. So anyway, it's kind of a catch 22, and I just thank the Lord that he's, you know, allowing these people to create their own little holes from which they can't seem to extract themselves. And, you know, all through the Psalms, it talks about people digging a pit for the righteous and falling into it themselves. And I just thank you, Lord, for doing that right now.
Amen. Okay, I see somebody came in that didn't have a name up there. Oh, is that you, Carol? Okay.
Yeah. And then it's the code for the, your passcode for the room. And I was still asleep and I didn't realize I asked my name. So I put the code in there as one of the number. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I got you. How you doing, Petra?
I'm good. I'm really good. So nice to be here. God is blessing me, and I've been talking to Rhea a bit.
And, we can barely hear you.
Where's Julie? Yeah. She always reminds me to put up my...
That works better when you do that.
Yeah, I'm definitely sure it does. Now, I'm blessed, and I'm blessed to be here with you all, with all you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome to have you.
Thank you.
All right, Missy.
I have a praise report. I was with my family this past weekend, and we had a good time, and I believe the last I had mentioned about my little grandson, Ryder, he's about 3.5 months now, and he was really having problems with formula and eating all the time and not sleeping through the night and da 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 da. But I'm not sure how long, but he, for a bit now, he's been sleeping through the night for the most part, and he's been doing really well. So thank you, Lord, for that. And Megan hasn't been able to nurse him. She's just been giving him like, they give him like 4 ounces of this weird baby formula, but one of those ounces is her milk, and so she's storing it up in the freezer and all to give it to him as long as she can. And so I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing there. And I want to pray for Matt and Megan. They have Ryder has his cranky times, and it's so hard for them to speak positive. And oh Lord, some things that Matt says in particular really concerns me, and I have to break curses that he speaks when I hear it, you know, especially him. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing. I ask, thank you, Lord, that Kurt and Brooke are speaking to them about speaking positive and being anxious, and that when they're anxious, it makes him anxious. And that's at least part of the reason, if not all the reason, why he's cranky. At times. So Lord, I just ask you for your mercy and grace. And I just cast down this spirit of anxiety and negativity upon Matt and Megan. And I just ask you to grant them repentance, that they see that the words they are using have power. And help them to realize, especially Matt, Lord, to realize that if he knew, if Ryder was old enough to understand what he was saying, would he be saying what he says? And Lord, I just ask you, for your mercy and grace to them. Wake them up, grant them repentance, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And
I have a question.
What's that?
Does this baby got teeth?
No, he's only 3.5 months.
Well, how in the world can you feed a baby ice milk? Huh? I'm just asking stupid questions, maybe, but how do you feed a baby ice milk? Come on, yeah. Now.
Of course, it's thawed out before they give it to him. But.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, and then I have another praise report. Yesterday, long story short, I injured my hand, and as soon as I did it, I was like, I don't receive this, and I got Merle to pray with me right away, and I got up this morning, and it was swollen a lot, but the pain isn't much. It's just, I think it's just what your body naturally does to try and heal itself, you know. Just anyway, it's probably from bruise and everything too, but anyway. And as the day goes, it's just a little sore. And I just praise and thank the Lord that it's healed and that it's healing quickly, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing that in Jesus' name.
Amen. So,
yeah, it's kind of like, I'll be honest with you, when I injured it, I heard this like crack or tear or whatever. I don't know what the noise was, but I was like, nope. I mean, like right away, I was like, no, I don't receive that, you know, because, you know, like sometimes you injure yourself, it hurts a little bit at first, but it's a delayed, like, big pain, you know, it's like it hurts a little bit and then it takes a little bit for the huge pain to come on. I never had that. That didn't happen. It hurt, but not extremely bad like you would have thought it would have in the natural. And I just praise the Lord for that. That I just had the wherewithal to just right away say, nope, I don't receive this. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, anyone else? I see you, Max. I mean, Nafia. Getting harder to tell them apart. Yeah, Dave.
I'd like to pray for the people in Australia, the ones that are not vaccinated. Because I read the country has a 92% vaccination rate. Is that correct?
Do we trust what they say?
I don't know. Wondering.
Yes, that's what's reported, Dave. Also, the cases are record numbers.
I've seen that also, which actually would support that high vaccination rate, believe it or not. So in the name of Jesus, we come against, again, this oppressive government, these oppressive governments, these communist takeover plot governments, these rogue governments that want to overthrow the people's will, and those that are left that have not been vaccinated and choose not to be vaccinated, Lord, we would come against them. They're coming against the bride of Christ, those that are close to the Lord, and they do not want this in their body. So, Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind these officials. We bind their laws. They have no authority or power over this bride in the name of Jesus. They will not come near her. They will not be able to touch her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to, I caught a snippet on the TV earlier about, I don't know if it's Senate or Congress or some kind of committee. They're showing pieces of Fauci being on the hot seat, and they were laying it on him. And he was getting all worked up and defensive and blah, 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 blah. And it was so good to see that he was on the hot seat. And, thank you, Lord. Metaphorically, his butt's going to fry. They're going to get him out of there soon. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to bring him to justice, Lord, in Jesus' name and all his cohorts. In Jesus' name, truth is coming out, Lord. And I just ask you to lock them all up and bring them to justice and all the truth come out here, Lord, and that all across the earth, Lord, and bring down these these lies and deception and fear mongering, and just bring the whole COVID farce down in Jesus' name, Lord. And until then, Lord, until it's completed, I ask you for your mercy and grace upon your elect, Lord. And in this, Lord, and for watching over them and protecting them and keeping them safe, Lord. And that they would know the truth, Lord, even before everyone else knows the truth, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for doing that. Give us all rest and peace in our hearts and faith for all our loved ones, Lord. And by the way, Lord, I'm not sure what's going on with my brother and his daughter, my niece, and his wife. They were sick. They weren't able to come, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for quick healing for them and bringing them into the knowledge of the truth, Lord, that you still heal. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord, and that their reliance be upon you and you only, Lord, for their healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Geneva.
Real quick, I wanted to say this too. Last week or sometime, me, Isaac, Morgan, and Marianne and the boys, we went to a very sacred place called the Chinese Buffet. And anyways, we were there for a little bit, and all of a sudden I felt like this sickness try to like come over me. You know, you're all this stuff about Omicron and all this dumb stuff. Anyways, so many people from my work have been like out because they've all sick, and you know, I know it's from the vaccines and all this goofy stuff, but anyways, I felt I was sitting there and I was eating, I was listening to everybody talk, and then I just felt like my head start spinning, and I felt like kind of how I felt like way back when it, you know, when I'd went through that infirmity or whatever, and I just felt like my head was rushing, and it was hard for me to, like, I was feeling dizzy, and my nose was being weird, and I just started rebuking it in the name of Jesus, and I was telling it to get off of me. And anyways, basically I just, you know, claimed his power, and I told it to be gone in Jesus' name, and praise the Lord, like, literally within like 5 minutes I came back, and like I was fine again. But I know that that was like an attack from Satan, and I just want to thank the Lord for his victory in that. And just because it was for real, it was something. And I just want to thank the Lord for taking that off of me in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for quick recovery of all of that stuff. That's right. We're not under the curse. We don't care what kind of season it is. Go ahead, Dave.
Lower my hand here. Yeah, amen. Good testimony, Geneva. I've actually done that before too, and praise the Lord for those times when he comes through and we just get healed right now. It's a wonderful thing, especially in those fevers and whatever weird stuff's coming on you. One of the passages I got today was in Joshua, and I think it's kind of poignant for what we're going through and what we need to, how we got to handle situations that are coming across us now. And this is with Joshua 10:16, and I'll probably read through some of this. And that's when the five Amorite kings were executed. This is in 10:16, and these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makeda. And it was told to Joshua, saying, "These five, the five kings are found hidden in the cave of Makeda." And Joshua said, "Roll a great stone to the mouth of the cave and set men by it to keep it. But stay not and pursue after your enemies and smite the hindmost of them and allow them not to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hands." And that's what we're going to do. We're going to start fighting this enemy. And it came to pass when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a great slaughter. And remember, this Joshua is our man-child type. Till they were consumed, and the remnant which remained of them had entered into the fortified cities, that all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makeda in peace. None moved his tongues against any of the children of Israel. Then said Joshua, open the mouth of the cave and bring forth those five kings to me out of the cave. And so they did and brought these forth, those kings out to him of the cave, and the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass when they brought forth those kings to Joshua, Joshua called all the men of Israel and said to the chiefs of the men of war, went with them, come near and put your foot on their necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet on the necks of those kings. And we're going to do that. We're putting our feet on the necks of these kings. We're not going to allow them to speak their poison anymore to us. We're going to shut them up. And Joshua said to them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and good, be of good courage, for thus says the Lord to all of your enemies against you, for whom you will fight against. So, no, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies, whom you will fight. And afterwards Joshua smote them and put them to death and hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging and upon the trees until evening. It came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded that they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave, where they hid themselves and laid great stones on the mouth of the cave to this very day. Joshua took Makeda on that day and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof utterly destroyed them and all the souls that were within, and left nothing. And he did to the king of Makeda as he had done to the king of Jericho. So, Father, we come against these kings. We put our foot on their necks. We don't receive the lies that they're telling us and speaking over this world and a body of Christ. And we're putting them to death. We're putting these spirits to death. We're taking their heads off now. We're hanging them out for all to see, all their lies they've put on this world. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for giving us this victory over this evil foe. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Nate.
It's pretty interesting sitting here listening to how a lot of people got attacked by the devil lately, how he's trying to take things away, because he actually tried to take my job away from me. And that was right before we left to Missouri. I think a couple weeks before that, it seemed like nothing was going right and I couldn't understand it. And I kept thinking, do I have to switch a job? Do I have to go find a new one? And just things going in my head. And we were talking with my wife and we're like, you can go to Missouri and think this through. We got a week, we got to think this through. And on the way home, like before we left to Missouri, it got really bad at work, to where I thought either I'm going to have to quit or they're going to let me go, because it just seemed like something, like an off switch went off and everything went downhill. And we on the drive back from Missouri, my wife asked me, so what are you going to do about work? And I thought about it and I was like, well, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and keep working just like I was. And right as I said that, there was some kind of peace that came over me. And I got back to work and it seemed like things are back to normal and they're getting better every day. And I keep remembering the verse where it says that he'll restore all the years the locust has eaten from us. And I feel like all the damage that was done at work before I left is all being restored, and just praise God for that.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is. He's on our side. (Clears throat) Anybody else? Let me read you this. This comes from Dr. John G. Lake. I related this the other day, but I don't think a lot of you heard the whole thing. There was a man that came to Dr. Lake's office. He came into his office one day, and Dr. Lake was sitting at his desk, and the man came in on crutches. The man walked in and said, "I'm a good Catholic, and I don't want anything that's going to hurt my religion. I don't have faith in man. I don't have faith in doctors. I don't even have faith in God. What can you do for me?" What do you think most Christians would have said? Most Christians would have said, not a faith. You got to have faith if you're going to be healed. But Lake was not like that, folks. He laughed. He pushed himself back away from his desk and said, "That's all right. I got enough faith for both of us." He got up, walked over next to the man that had the crutch, stood there and talked with him. He said, "I never prayed for the man. I let the spirit of life flow from me to him to drive out the sickness and disease." And while he stood there talking to the man, having shaken his hand and holding him by the arm as they talked, he eventually took the man's crutch away from him. The man did not notice he had taken it. Lake finished by shaking the man's arm and said, "You go and have a good day, sir." The man turned, walked out without his crutch, and didn't even notice that he had been healed. And when he got outside the office in the hallway, Lake called to him and said, "Hey, you want this?" The man turned back towards Lake and seeing the crutch, he said, "All to hell with it." Lake said, "I agree," and put the crutch down. The man walked out healed. It's us that does the healing. That God does it through us to them. Remember what Lake said, the spirit of the life of Jesus Christ goes through us to them. And when Jesus talked about doubt and unbelief, he was talking about the people that were doing the healing. So anyway, I just want to throw that out there, let you think about it. Go in there and listen. I would recommend to anybody, as far as healing or deliverance or any of those, even holiness, go in there and look and see what Jesus did. When you look and see what Jesus did, he didn't have any restrictions, none, zilch, nada. That's right. When we understand that God works through us, it's not our faith, it's our trust in God. It's God's faith. It's our faith in God to do it. Like Pat was talking about earlier. When you understand that it's God that does it and not your faith, you're going to see a lot of miracles. And yes, God can heal long distance. He can heal anywhere. I've seen it happen time and time again. And I'm sure most of y'all have. Or deliverance, any of those things. It's God that does it. We don't have to, don't limit it. You limit God, you limit it yourself. Amen. Let me hang on just a second. I want to get this back up here. All right, we're going to pray for Angelica's mom and her friend Teresa, that they both are healed and recovered from COVID, the heart and lung, cousin Mary as well from the same thing. Lord, I know what you told me earlier. And I believe, Lord, when they do what we asked, what she instructed them to do, that it's going to happen in Jesus' name, that they will be healed completely in a short period of time in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Y'all believe that? Thank you, Lord, for Angelica's mom, her mother's good friend, Teresa, and that one somebody else, Cousin Mary, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. It is finished. All right. Anybody else? I got 911 on my clock. That's foreboding. Yeah, Carol.
So I just wanted to give you guys a praise report. Alan said for the past week, that's the gentleman that doesn't know Jesus yet, but and that has the stutter. Well, he says he hasn't stuttered for a week. So we're, and I had him on brunch, him and his wife, for brunch on Sunday. So,
amen.
Yeah. And then we did pray together afterwards. I'm not pushing, though. I sense to be very, you know, to go with the flow of where they're at. But I do see them getting closer. I sent them this beautiful song. Well, it's actually a proclamation of the Father's love, and I really sense that they needed the Father's love. So I sent it to them, and Jenny wrote back to me, and she said she's listened to it like 4 or 5 times already, and just letting it soak in it as well. So, and she thanked me. So we'll see. We shall see.
Amen. So
that's the praise report for this couple. My sister hasn't asked yet, but I think I should ask for prayer for her. She's had a severe attack on her body in this past week. She had some kind of an infection in her intestines, and they gave her some kind of antibiotic, and then she had a huge reaction and went tachycardiac or cardiac. Anyway, she ended up in the hospital because her heart was going crazy. And they reduced the medication, but she does believe in God, but she has great resistance to Jesus, and her husband is complete non-believer. So I don't know. I didn't know exactly how to pray for her. I have to keep a distance from my family right now, but I did tell her that I do have her in my prayers and that God is gonna, you know, protect her. So. Yeah, I think we should actually, I know I needed to tell you guys that. I felt like I had to just humble myself and say my sister probably needs some prayer. Mm-hmm. I guess my prayer for her would be that Jesus would reveal himself to her. That's my biggest thing. That through, sometimes we have to go through battles in our body in order to see him. You know, to come to the end of our pride and our own strength. So I ask that he protects her, however, from the enemy, and that because she's a beautiful, lovely woman and sister, and I would certainly love to see her come to the Lord. And I ask that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for granting repentance to her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. She's coming in. We break the power of Satan off of her. We thank you, Lord, for opening up her eyes to see and her ears to hear the truth of the gospel. And we praise you, Father. This is going to happen shortly. And we declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
All right. What y'all want to talk about? We're going to be listening to you in stereo, Isaac.
By that time, I don't think so. We should be ready to go. I don't know if I'll be in home or I'll be in California at that time. I'm not sure. But just keep me in your prayers while I'm there.
Okay. Where are you now?
Sarasota, Florida.
Okay. That's a good place to be from. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. We like it. It's good, man. It's not bad at all.
Yeah. I've never been down there, but I've heard it's nice down there.
Come on down, Michael. We got a room for you.
All right, bud. I wish I could. All right, who's next?
Isaac, I just got a question. How many inputs to Zoom do you have going there? You're talking on your phone, and I see two other inputs there.
Well, I like to be connected. I want to make sure I get my point across.
Okay. All right. 3-1. All right, gotcha.
Yeah, I love it. It's 79 in my room here. That's good. All right. Amen. Yeah, Pat.
So I'll run my mouth for a minute until somebody comes up with something. But I was listening. I don't know if anybody or everybody knows him, who Rich Mullins is. And I'm sure, you know, he's a musician, Christian musician, in the, 80s and 90s or whatever. And then he perished in a car accident, and I don't know when it was. Quite, I can't remember when it was, but anyway, it was kind of a documentary, I guess, kind of a tribute of his life, and the interesting thing that I've kind of noticed. There was also another Christian musician, Keith Green, and he was a little bit prior to Rich Mullins' time or whatever. But I noticed, and they were very, you know, God touched their lives and brought out a certain aspect of the gospel that they were in. Now, I know Rich Mullins was part of the kind of the organized the church. He was, you know, his parents, I think, were, you know, the you know, Sunday, Wednesday, and, you know, prayer meeting type thing or whatever. But it was kind of that. Shall we say the apostate church, and every one of the, you know, I won't say apostate, they were the denominations, and of course in the denominations, every, you know, the common thread is every group which was started by, you know, like we're talking Martin Luther started with, I guess, the Lutherans, that, and off of the truths that God brought through Martin Luther, and then over the process of years, Martin, if he saw how it resolved into apostasy, he would probably be turning over in his grave if he was there. But anyway, so I noticed in this, and if you watch some of the documentaries of Rich Mullins, he was you could tell that he locked in with God very early in life. As a matter of fact, he kind of gave a testimony because he connected a kind of an unorthodox fashion or whatever, but he gave his life to Jesus when he was probably 2 or 3. And in his particular denomination, some people were asking him, well, when did you come to know the Lord? And he said, well, I guess it was probably 2 or 3. And they said, well, how did you do it? And he said, well, and he gave the example that he had a time, and they called them, every one of them sang this song, and he gave his heart to Jesus and asked Jesus to come into his life, And of course, many of us that have been through that system have kind of seen the surface effect of that, that happens. It doesn't really take root in a lot of people, or it takes root enough to create kind of a system of religion in people. But anyway, it definitely took in Rich. And so through his process of seeking and stumbling through life, he was stuck in, you could tell that he was stuck in that, shall we say, level or circle of theology that his group believed. And which was basically, give your heart to Jesus and God loves us. And now go out and tell everybody, which obviously is true, but that's where it ends, and it levels out, it kind of ends there. And because there's not this emphasis on the kind of the two-prong salvation salvation and sanctification, salvation and growing, planting the seed and maturing towards the end goal of the fruit of Jesus in our life. That second aspect isn't really expressed or illustrated in the modern day church today. And so I believe it. Rich was living the full gamut of that perspective of Christianity. And quite frankly, he came out with some very astounding, you tell that the Lord was leading him through certain aspects of truth and whatever, but he was always constantly focused upon the sin within him and not really pushing through to that victory that God has given us. And you could tell it in his struggles, and in his heart, and in his just seeming sense of failure and depression and wanting to go home and be with Jesus, And So I just thought it was, if anybody gets a chance to look, you know, look at it or whatever, they can kind of get a flavor for what God was doing and is doing in the religious community of today. And there's that, again, there's a very strong aspect or focus upon, say, let's say, bringing people into relationship with Jesus, but not training them afterwards, or not bringing them in all the way through into that perfection in Christ. So I just thought it was especially when he told these people, you know, how he met the Lord at that early age. And the first thing they said, well, you couldn't, that couldn't possibly happen. You were too young. You couldn't have possibly understood what you were doing. He said, well, nobody understands what they're doing when they come to the Lord. Nobody understands the full gamut of where you're going, where God is going to take. All you understand is a little bitty snippet of what God's doing, what he's saying, what has become alive in you. And from there, it grows and expands. So I don't know. I just think that God is really, he's really setting the stage for the flood of righteousness that he's going to bring forth in the world today. And so I'm just glad to be glad to be alive in these times. This is just incredible. Anyway, I guess I'm through.
Okay. Yeah, I like Christmas songs that he had. All right, anyone else? Amen. Anybody here had a good dream? Go ahead, Carol.
Well, Rich Mullins, his song was, God, you're an awesome God, you reign from heaven above in wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. So there you go. Yeah, it was one of his most famous songs, actually. And that man also, because he had a very violent, if I remember correctly, his father is very violent. His mother was encouraging him to be a writer, singer, and not his father. And that his music was very much his struggle to know God and to know his love through all the pain that this man suffered. So, yeah. I did. I have all of his music, and I've, you know, listened to his biography. So yeah, he was a forerunner for sure.
Yeah. All right, Claire, go ahead.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Claire.
Thank you so much. That was that was really good, because I was thinking today how well, not just today, how easy it is if that's all you believe, right? Just like it's just easier than doing it the way the Bible says. And on that, I've been under tremendous attack in various ways, to the point where even when I listen to David's teachings, and I know it's the enemy, like he says to me with the new series that David's doing with blessing the seed planters, like every single dream, the enemy says to me, that's not you. Like, that's not you. You are not the seed planter. Like, and it's so loud that I actually can't hear David. Like, I have to pause it and talk to Rihanna about it and pray and move on. And I had 4 dreams over the weekend, like really quite amazing dreams. Sometimes I know my dreams are quite repetitive, but the Lord obviously needs me to learn, right? So he's going to send the same theme over and over again. And but these were a bit different. And I have this little process where when I get the dream, I put it on an app on my phone, like on a little note-taking app, and then that is supposed to sync to my computer. So when I get a time to get to my computer later, I can actually type it up. And those are gone. In fact, 100 of my dreams are gone. They're gone. Nothing has synced in the past, however many. I think the last time it did its syncing thing was in November. So not quite 100, sorry, I think 30 or 40. And I've really taken a bit of a knock with that, because I'm like, what are you doing, devil? Like, just leave me alone. Please just leave me alone long enough to do the job I know God needs me to do. And I know with or without me, other people will get revelations, they'll get dreams, or, you know, I'm not anything, really, nothing. But it has just been a little bit of a struggle, because now it's trying to, I can remember the dreams and that's great, but to try and find the time to just sit and write, I know everyone's busy. I'm probably the least busy person that I know. So it's not that I don't have the time, it's just wanting to share it. So anyway, the one that I can share, which I think is pertinent to some of the discussions that we've had, and is pretty generic, is that I had this vision of many, many, let's say millions of vaccine vials being injected into a metal bath, like a large metal bath. And when everything was injected into the bath, so when all the vials were empty and everything was in there, a man rose up from the bath and he looked all metallic, as though there were heavy metals in the vaccines, surprise, surprise. And his body took on the form, the uniform and the look of Adolf Hitler. So I share that with all of you. We know that the right now, what it is not the mark or anything, but we do know that it is the same plan that's been going on throughout the ages, you know, depopulation and all that. So I just thought I'd share it, and that you would pray against it, and continue praying that there are saline solutions for those that we love and for those that have to come into the kingdom still. But this tyranny and communism and outright godless arrogance is forming a beast. So I just thought I'd share. And then I would also just appreciate prayers, so that the Lord either multiplies my time to sit and write out the dreams, or that he just puts a piece in my heart that they don't matter, or that they get restored on my computer. I have spoken to my angel about this, the one that has fixed things in the past, and I asked him, or commanded him, you can't ask them to do stuff, you have to command them. So commanded them with Christ in me. So, yeah. If you could just pray.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that those things are back on their computer. Now, Angel, you need to do your job and do it now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that we've seen that happen here before. And we thank you, Father, you could do it for Claire just like you did it for us. And we praise you, Father, for doing that for Claire, getting all her dreams back. Not one will be lost in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We know that in the very near future that this Nazism or fascist regime is going to come to head shortly, probably in 3.5 years or a little bit more, I don't know. But Lord, we thank you for your protection upon your people. We thank you, Lord, for bringing all you chosen back around to the people that they can learn from to be discipled in the name of Jesus. Amen. Anybody else want to pray? That I've been reading a little bit about that jab, and it's not a good thing. Matter of fact, they're saying that they can make that they can program that 5G to make people do whatever they want them to do if they've gotten the jab. I don't know how that works. I'm just relaying what I heard or what I read. So I don't know how that works. Go ahead, Isaac.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's incredibly interesting. And thanks for that dream, Claire. Or thanks for sharing. I'm going to tack on Florida, increase our time. And thank you for giving Claire her dreams back. Amen. You mentioned that 5G thing and Claire and dream about the vaccines. About 2 weeks ago, I had a dream I hadn't sent it in. You know, I've been delivered of this. Man, there were people in like metal suits. I'll just be real quick about it, but they were falling from the sky. And like, it was like military, like special ops. The way they would fall, no parachute. We're talking 30,000 feet in the air. But they'd fall, and right before they hit the ground, it's like whatever they were wearing, and there was like some type of magnet in where they were going, it would reversely polarize. So like it would push them back about 5 feet before they had made impact, and then they would come to a gradual stop. It was really wild. But what was wild about that dream was apparently my brother ended up becoming part of that special ops. And I asked him, I said, well, what did you do? What did you do to have to do that? Now, what I meant was, what did you sell to do that? And he told me all I had to do is go to the dentist and have them inject with a needle something in my mouth. Now, I don't know, dentist, doctor, whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying, I remember that being in a dream. And this gets to your 5G point, Michael, which I don't know much about that either. But I remember for some reason, I didn't take the jab or anything, but I went to the landing site and I put that suit on and I couldn't walk. Like I was immobile, completely immobile. And these guys were able to function and do whatever it was, you know. I get correctional dreams too. But what I do know is just out of nowhere, I was able to see the whole sky and see everything. And then I'm telling you, I was watching IP addresses float through the sky. I could see the IP addresses going pinging back and forth to different locations, like MAC addresses. Now, I don't know how something so small could contain a MAC address. Like, I know about MAC addresses. I deal with them more often than I like to on my IP addresses. I get it. I don't know how something like, I forget what they call that stuff, could have a MAC address. I don't really know. But either way, I was watching it, going through this IP address, going to different MAC addresses just all over the world. I don't know. It was really alarming. So I was just going to share that. Oh, and one more thing. y'all were talking about that whole God code about the vaccine and how the 10565, and I don't know, I'm not much on DNA, so I don't know what the 10565 is, other than maybe like the DNA coding, which, you know, spells Yahweh in Hebrew. But it's funny that, you know, we know Satan's an imitator, you know, angel of light, a lion, granted, the roaring lion. We also know he is the, the fallen morning star. And we know that we've been created in God's image. And that whole 10565 God code thing is proof, because that's actually proof. I actually watched a thing on YouTube about it, like an actual doctor who was doing all this this coding, was putting it together, and how it's a real thing. And it's just amazing that we were creating God's image. Doesn't it make sense that Satan would want us to be, he'd want to create or alter something into his own image? I don't know. It's just so incredibly interesting. What interesting times. But that's all I was going to say.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I was reading about that very thing today, about the DNA and how it works, and the 5, 6, 10, and the 13, how it brings it all together. And actually, it's the, if y'all want, I can read. It won't take just a few minutes here, just a couple of seconds to read this. This is awesome. Did you know that every single strand of human DNA is marked with the name of God? How, you ask? Because there are sulfide bonds holding together the two strands of DNA, and they occur after the 10th pair of nucleotides, again after the 5th pair of nucleotides, and then 6 pairs later, and then again 5 pairs later. The 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Yod. The 5th letter is He. The 6th letter is Vav, Yod Hey Vav. Hey spells Yahweh. I will say it again. God's name is on every human chromosome. You are made in his image and sealed with the name of your creator. Every cell in your body is hallmarked, and it is this very divine hallmark that the enemy desires to obliterate by injecting loaded messenger RNA into cells. One can sneak fragments of foreign enemy DNA through the carefully guarded nuclear walls and unload their contents into the scroll of DNA that God wrote for you. That's like pasting some pages of a counterfeit author's book into the middle of an instruction blueprint God wrote. What is actually happening is that the name of God written into the sulfide bond arrangement in the DNA scroll is being erased. And that's all I'm going to read about it. I've got about an hour's worth of reading there to do. But that kind of tells you what they're doing with this vax, this jab. All right, Andrew. Now, if y'all understood any of that, let me know, because I didn't.
yeah, I just want to add to the prayer you just finished not too long ago there, Michael. I know there's other people now looking at the site. My son is going out and telling people about UBM too. And I pray, Lord, he's kind of bold and young in the Lord. And I pray, Lord, that he's listening to things from the site. From not the site itself, but on YouTube. So he's looking at some of the downloads there, and he's listening to something that when he was here for our last communion, he was very much questioning about the man child, the bride, and the other items. So he found one of those things on YouTube, and he's probably already listened to it. And he told one of his friends about UBM also. So Lord, I pray that you would reach the people who come to the site and come to anything across from UBM. Lord, I pray that you would magnify any of the things that are with UBM before the people's eyes, when as soon as they come to the site or as soon as they download anything, But this would most definitely be something that draws them in. Anyone, Lord, that you would draw them to it, but you would draw them in to the teachings, your teachings, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Jesus' name, bringing them all in. All right, Carol, go ahead.
Okie dokie. Occasionally, I just take a look at the news just to get a little update about what's going on. And I really think I might have to move out of Quebec. Okay, so now Legault, our premier, or our head, our leader of Quebec, is now saying that they are going to fine us, the ones that are not vaccinated, that they're working on taxing us, that we're a 10% of the population that refuses to get vaccinated. And so that's his next step. They've tried various things. I think there was a big demonstration last weekend, and it's not even on the news. They're withholding it from the news, but some people have put it up on Facebook. So, you know, I don't have a really good feeling about where it's going right now with Quebec. So, yeah. Maybe I need a little bit of prayer before I go to bed tonight. I really don't have a good feeling about where we're going in the province.
Amen.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I'm glad you brought it up, Carol.
Yeah, I really do think we have to pray, because it's sliding in the opposite direction. There was something, and I hear it through other people, like my sister who is sick, she hasn't had her vaccination either, and she's resisting it as well. So when she went to the hospital, she said they did not give her a hard time, though. But now Legault is saying that 50% of the beds are being occupied by people that are not vaccinated. But you know what came to my spirit right now when I read that? I thought, liar. They're just manipulating people. It's horrible. Yeah. I'm actually really angry right now. I am. I'm very angry. I don't know how to do this fight yet right now, but I'm putting it out to you guys. It's just not okay. It's just not okay. I guess I would say, God, you know, teach me how to fight this fight. Teach me how to pray the way you want me to pray. You know, knock them down if you can. Expose the liars. I think that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Protect us. Hide us in the shelter of your Most High. Cover us so they can't find us. That would come to my mind. You are greater than this evil that's being spread right now throughout various countries, the whole world, in fact. But you are greater than this spread. And I pray that your love and that your resistance, the faith in your children would rise up, that we would, you know, just, I feel this infuriation. I'm upset. I really am. I'm upset. So I'm just lifting it up to you, Lord. I don't know how to pray. I think I'm going to be singing in tongues throughout the night on this. I ask that you speak to this man. I ask that you speak to Legault. I ask that you change his heart, change this man's heart. He should be more like a father figure. And but I sense the pressures of this vaccination, the pressures of the monies, the pressures of the fear that is just pushing people and manipulating people and violating our freedom. That is the biggest part. And using those that are resisting and they're flipping it and blaming those that are saying no. There's no respect on that matter. Our First Right Amendment is being violated. God, you will not have this. Help us to be peaceful and strong and faithful and in prayer, in constant prayer about this, Lord. Not to be afraid, though. I bind the spirit of fear. I kick the fear out. In fact, I bind you, I gag you, fear, and I tear off your head and I send you back to the pit of hell. And I do see that, that I see this, I see Hitler. I do see that too, Claire. So very clearly, the evil of what's being done right now. So Father, help us to see your sovereignty. Help us to see your love. Help us to praise your name. Help us to know your plan and hold firm in your truth. Help us to pray for those that are sliding. They're sliding in the wrong direction. And thank you that you're still God. Amen. And that you can and do and will keep peace on your children, because you are the Prince of Peace, and we must not be moved by our circumstances, but not be ignorant either. That you show us this, not that we fall into fear, but that we go into prayer and that we bring it together to the body of Christ, to the brothers and sisters, and we pray. And I thank you. I thank you. Hear our prayers, and I lift up your name, Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over the body of Christ and over all the children that have said no to the vaccination, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Greg.
Can I just yield to Barry Yendel or Marilyn, and then I'll come back? That's just done.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, actually, it's me this time.
Okay, go, me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about Claire. And I know a lot of us have been under attack, really under the gun. And my dear beloved sister, Claire, you said, devil, please just go away and leave me alone. We don't have to be polite with the devil. He has to go. I'd just like to pray for you. I'd like to pray for all of us that, you know, we're just going to tell this thing to go. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you and praise you. I thank you and praise you, Father, for your love, your mercy, your grace, your faithfulness, your loving kindness. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you that Jesus abides in our hearts. Jesus is our life, spirit, soul, and body. Jesus is the reason that we live and breathe and exist. Loving Father, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Father, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to glorify the Spirit of Christ in the Spirit the Spirit of Christ and Christ the Word in us. I cast no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment against us I condemn. For this is the inheritance of the servants of God, thus saith the Lord. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of all vain imaginations and high thoughts that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ Jesus. I command the attacks of condemnation, doubt, fear, and unbelief, heaviness, weariness, discouragement, depression, anxiety, worry, stress, tension, nervousness, sleeplessness, restlessness, all the doubt, all the fear, all the unbelief and double-mindedness, I command all this stuff to go. And I have every saint here with their faith, and we command you to go in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. I command the lying, threatening, intimidating, grandstanding and bluffing spirits of deception and lies and fear to go. Our Father has not given unto us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, the power, the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and he brought the captives from Hades with him. And that same power raised each and every one of us from the dead when we were baptized and we came to the Lord. And the power of that Holy Spirit glorifies the Spirit of love. And what is the Spirit of love? God is love. And the Spirit of Christ in us is love. And the sound mind, the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. We all have that mind of Christ, enlightened by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit granting unto us the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And I just command all this activity, all this oppression, you go in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I retain an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on your people to strengthen us in the inner man, that we grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That we hold fast the confession of our hope, that it waver not, because, Father, you are faithful that promised. And, Father, I just thank you. Also, Father, that spirit of repentance and grace on us. I thank you, Lord, that even tonight you're working both to will and to do your good pleasure in our lives. You expose the secret faults so that we can repent and believe, and you keep us back from the presumptuous sins. Father, I thank you for the work you're doing in this body, and I pray blessings on every brother and sister here. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We believe with her everything that she prayed. It's coming to pass, Claire. And hers, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Greg, go ahead.
Well, you can see now why I yield. Bless you, Marilyn. I just want to address something, and I won't speak about it now. Carol, you mentioned about the potential of being specially taxed or whatever else. I won't comment on this, but if I can just raise a flag. Sorry, I won't comment on this now, raise a flag. And if it's okay with Dave, I'll mention it on your Saturday night / my Sunday morning, of a strategy I've become aware of that would make that a little bit difficult for them to do. I'm not in any way trying to take away from the Lord's protection, the Lord's care. You know, he is our supply and he is our, our fortress. But, yeah, if you want, I'll mention something I've become aware of fairly recently on your Saturday night. And that was a thumbs up, was it, Missy? That's a finger, okay.
Okay. I'm not sure which one that was, Joe. Prophecy from Debbie.
It was the first one of I will make everything all right. Very okay. Good word for people about the enemy and get your place in order.
Podbean podcast. Okay. Well, all right. Yeah. Amen. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that were answered tonight, because I believe every one of them answered in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that everybody here tonight, and whatever their night is, they'll get a good night's sleep. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we're not under the curse. Nothing can that attacks us can stay. It has to go in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in each and every one of us. Get us ready for this great time ahead, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.